50 minutes past the hour. Super Ken's here. Got that straight from the Street Sports Report. Let's get him, boy.
All right, Russ, Super Bowl 48, 2 days away. Super Bowl Boulevard rocking right now. New York City police busted a big prostitution ring targeted at Super Bowl partygoers. The ring charged $10,000 a night, but it included drugs as well. Credit cards were accepted. As for the game, it's the top-ranked offense versus the top-ranked defense. I like the Broncos. You heard me. I don't think the Seattle Seahawks will be able to put up enough points against Broncos to hang in there, and I don't think their defense will be able to slow Peyton Manning down enough. Marshawn Skittles, you know, the Seattle mix, selling right now, $200 on eBay. While weed stores are also cashing in with Super Bowl-themed weed, get this. In Denver, you can buy the Big Bad Bronco from the local weed dispensary. And in Seattle, you can get the Richard Sherman OG. Just say no, unless you're in Seattle or Colorado, you know. Now, Kevin Jonas, the oldest member of the Jonas Brothers, he's trying to rent his mansion for $20,000 a night. Now, it's located 36 minutes from MetLife Stadium, and he's willing to throw in 4 tickets to the game.
Wow.
That's good.
Well, I don't, $20,000 a night, maybe for the whole week.
If you got it.
Yeah, it ain't tricking if you got it. Game time, 6:25 Eastern time. Temps will be mid to upper 30s. The winner of the big game won't be popping bottles. NFL will not allow alcoholic beverages in the locker room this year.
Wow.
That's a first. Now, get this. You know, Seattle's Derek Coleman, the league's only legally deaf player. Well, he's surprised that deaf girl and her sister, remember the deaf girl who wrote him the letter saying that basically he was her inspiration? He's surprised it, too, with tickets to the big game.
I love it when celebrities do that. It means so much.
And we talked about it earlier this week, the young man who prevented his mom from seeing the Seahawks play before because she was pregnant with him.
Love that.
Surprised,
oh my
God, his mother with tickets to the game
that was
as
fantastic.
Well. All right, now, Super Bowl champion Joe Namath, he's the latest to say he suffers from brain damage.
So really, every football player can come
player,
and say they
every
did.
Player.
And everybody
know,
was hit.
That might have been why he had that drinking problem, because remember, he used to have a serious drinking problem.
Well, we seen him go at the young lady on national TV. That wasn't a good look.
But do y'all think everybody's going to use it as an excuse no matter what?
Why not? I mean, when you start talking about up to $1 billion being put out there to take care of everybody.
Not to mention, I mean, they say if you get hit once, just once.
It's possible.
You could have been hurt.
And back then when Joe played, you know, you were probably sent back in the game.
Oh, absolutely.
Are you okay now?
And your helmet went about nothing.
And that little cracking helmet, yeah. Feds are looking into the claims made by the Raider Ets over their wages. Remember, they said they didn't make under $1,300 for the entire season. They had to wait to the end of the year to even get that. Meanwhile, Penthouse is offering the Raider Ets an opportunity to come up.
Uh-oh.
Hey, how's that?
Make them a star.
Penthouse
magazine.
Oh, they asked me to do it too.
No, they did.
And then you woke up.
No, they
didn't. They asked me to do it. I'm like, y'all gotta wait till I had his baby.
That didn't happen. Super shouts going out to John Wall of the Wizards, selected as a reserve to the All-Star game. Brother was pretty happy about it. You should see what he put on Twitter. And lastly, I need a brother to stand up. George Zimmerman signs up with celebrity boxing. And according to the promoter, he's willing to fight a black person.
Wow, who?
Anyone. I guess he'll take anybody. I don't know.
Mike Tyson, where you at?
That was sports straight from the streets.